The regular meeting of the Board of Education is called to order. The time is 5:30 PM. A roll call vote will be established to establish the existence of a quorum. Cheryl Fiallo.
Here.
Thank you. Kathy Archer.
Here.
Catherine Dunn. Here. Board Vice President Richard O'Neill and member Dr. Alex McDonald are unable to attend tonight's meeting. Also attending are Dr. James L. Sasser, Executive Cabinet, Angela Gearhart, and Kara Evans. We will now proceed to adopt today's agenda. May I have a motion to adopt the agenda as presented?
Kathy Archer, so moved.
Is there a second?
Cheryl, second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Is there further discussion? All of those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion is approved. The board will adjourn to closed session to discuss the following items listed on the agenda under closed session. Student Matters Settlement Agreement 20250-30502 pursuant to Education Code Section 56157 and Section 56365 through 56366.5. Student Matters Settlement Agreement 20250-30765 pursuant to Ed Code Section 56157 and Sections 56365 through 56366.5. Liability Claims, Rejection of Claim Number 251-3506, Government Code Section 54954.5D, pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.95. Conference with a Labor Negotiator, California Government Code Section 54954.5F, pursuant to California Government Code Section 54957.6, Designated Negotiator Dr. James L. Sasser, CUSD Superintendent of Schools, CFA, CSEA, CMA, unrepresented. Personnel Matters, Public Employee Discipline, Dismissal Release, California Government Code 54954.5E, pursuant to California Government Code Section 54957. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. Now is the time for public comment on closed session items. Do we
no
have any
public comments?
Thank you very much. The board will adjourn to closed session. It is 5:32 p.m. Education will now reconvene into open session. The time is 6:02 p.m. We will again do a second roll call. Cheryl Fiallo.
Present.
Cheryl Fiallo.
She's
oh, she didn't even hear. Kathy Archer.
Present.
Present.
Got it. Catherine Dunn, present. Board Vice President Richard O'Neill and member Alex McDonald are unable to attend tonight's meeting. Also attending the meeting are Dr. James L. Sasser, Executive Cabinet, Angela Gearhart, and Kara Evans. I will now lead us in the pledge. Please rise if you are able. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I will now report the following regarding closed session. Student Matters Settlement Agreement 20250-30502. May I have a motion to approve Student Agreement 20250-30502.
This is Cheryl, so moved.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Kathy Archer, second.
It has been moved and seconded. A roll call vote will now be taken on this item. Cheryl Fiallo?
Aye.
Kathy Archer?
Aye.
Catherine Dunn? Aye. The motion is approved. Student Matters Settlement Agreement 20250-30765. May I have a motion to approve Student Agreement 20250-30765?
Kathy Archer, so moved.
Thank you. May I have a second?
This is Cheryl, second.
It has been moved and seconded. A roll call vote will now be taken. Cheryl Fiallo?
Aye.
Kathy Archer?
Aye.
Catherine Dunn? Aye. The motion is approved. Liability Claims, Rejection of Claim 251-3506, no reportable action was taken. Conference with Labor Negotiator, no reportable action was taken in closed session. Personnel Matters, Public Employee Discipline, Dismissal Release, no reportable action was taken in closed session. All right, we will now consider the minutes from the regular meeting of the Board of Education on June 19th, 2025. May I have a motion to adopt the minutes as presented?
This is Cheryl, so moved.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Kathy Archer, second.
It has been moved and seconded. All board members in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved. We will now consider the minutes of the special meeting of the Board of Education on June 23rd, 2025. May I have a motion to adopt the minutes as presented?
Kathy Archer, so moved.
May I have a second?
Cheryl, second.
It has been moved and seconded. All board members in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, please say nay. The motion is approved. And we will now have oral reports by board members. Cheryl, do you have anything?
I just have one short one. At the July 8th Chamber of Commerce Business Over Breakfast, we heard from Uncommon Good Executive Director Randy Lopez about the work this Claremont-based nonprofit is engaged in to break the cycle of intergenerational poverty through a variety of health and education programs. And much of his presentation to our business community highlighted the work that is going on and directly impacting Claremont students and schools, including community gardens and mentoring and tutoring and parent education for our 4th through 12th grade students. And several CUSD students and their successes were shared to the whole business community. So it was nice.
Very nice.
Kathy. I was not able to attend CLASP's July meeting. I was out of town. But they have hired a new assistant program director. She is Barbara McKenzie, a retired educator with 34 years of teaching experience, and she'll report to program director Christina Antonioli and work with the district and several people in this room on continuing the amazing partnership between CLASP and Claremont Unified School District, and their annual gala is Sunday, November 9th. That's it.
Thank you. I just have one tiny thing to say. We're had a lot of budget work this summer and that kind of thing, but I'm super excited for the school year and the Family Resource Center, and we have a few principals that are new and the energy, so I'm very excited. And that's all I have to share. And it is now time for superintendent comments.
All right, thank you. It's been a busy summer around the district, and so I'm going to give you an overview of the programs that we have offered our students this summer. English learners and foster youth who are entering grades K-6 in the fall were enrolled in one of four classes that focused on reading, writing, speaking, and listening, all specific to our LPAC assessment. A dual immersion summer program was offered for Mountain View dual immersion students entering in grades 1 and 2 in the fall. Reading intervention services were provided for students who qualified for early reading intervention. Students who were enrolled in our BLAST summer day camp program who could benefit from reading intervention attended daily one-hour reading sessions with CUSD reading specialists who utilized the SIPS Foundational Skills Reading Program. Our extended school year program was offered for students on an IEP. Intervention and credit recovery courses were offered for high school students in need of additional support. Classes through Citrus College were offered that allowed our high school students to earn both high school and college credit. Enrichment classes for all ages were offered through CEF SLICE program. And then finally, our summer day camp through our BLAST summer day camp program was offered. Our annual leadership team council met for our annual summer leadership advance earlier this week. The leadership advance planning committee did an excellent job of planning a meaningful advance full of thought-provoking ideas and fun and team building as we welcomed a few new administrators to our team. One of the highlights was our keynote speaker, Toby Scruggs, who facilitated a discussion on Brené Brown's book, Dare to Lead. And prior to the advance, our administrators were asked to read a portion of the book, and we'll continue working through that book with Toby throughout our three remaining meetings throughout the upcoming year. And as you can see by the certificate and classified reports, as well as actually, it's just the certificate and classified reports tonight. We've been extremely busy hiring again this summer, and we look forward to finishing up our hiring over the next few weeks before school starts. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. We will now be presented with comments by our employee associations.
No comments this evening.
No comments this evening. Okay. Well, now is the time for public comment.
No public comments this evening.
Well, here we go. I don't even have to read my script. All right, we're going to keep moving. Now is the time for presentations and reports. And recommendations from staff. Dr. Elsasser.
Thank you. The following board policies are presented for your consideration this evening with revisions recommended by CSBA. Copies of the revised policies are listed in the agenda, but at this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Ward to speak specifically to board policy 6177.
Thank you. Yes. As we were reviewing policy 6177, we'd like to propose an additional change to the recommended changes that are here. So if you look on the second page, it's the third paragraph down or third section down. It's the paragraph that starts because summer courses. So this paragraph refers to students who miss, who have absences during summer programs, secondary summer programs, right, for CHS and San Antonio students. And there was a policy in there that if they had three excused absences and one excused absences, they may not receive credit. So we wanted to tune that with CHS's current policy, because this is a policy that was back when the summer classes were 6 weeks in length. So when we changed the program to 4 weeks in length, and then we have a one-term course as well, the length of those classes have changed. So if a student, and they're longer, right? So if a student misses a class, it's more significant to their completion of the course. So the way that CHS would like to rework this section is related to credits necessarily rather than absences. So let me read you a proposed revision to that paragraph. So the revision would now read, because summer courses cover extensive instructional content in a relatively short period of time, secondary students who are absent once for a 5-credit course or twice for a 10-credit course may be dropped from the summer session classes. And that's a policy that CHS put into place that they're using this year, and I believe last year too. So we'd like to make sure the board policy is consistent with that, with what CHS has been using. Any questions?
Does that delineate whether they're excused, unexcused? It's just absences.
It's just two.
Okay.
Yeah. So and those are more than 30-minute absences. So they would, if they come within the first 30 minutes of the course, like if they're tardy, they still get credit for that day. But if they miss the whole class or come for the very end of it, which generally doesn't happen, that's when this would go into place.
And so if the board's in agreement, this is just a first reading this evening. And so when we bring it back for approval on the consent, we would update it and have that paragraph reflect the changes that Mr. Ward mentioned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have public comment?
No, we do not.
Any additional questions from board members? No. Nope. This item was presented for information only and no action is necessary at this time. All items on the consent calendar are considered to be routine. They are recommended to be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items. If discussion is requested by a board member or the superintendent, the item will be removed and will be considered separately. Do we have comments from the public?
No, we do not.
All right. Does a board member or the superintendent wish to pull any item from the consent calendar for separate consideration? And as board president, I move to pull item 14.12, classified personnel actions, and ask for that to be pulled for separate consideration. Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the consent calendar as amended?
This is Cheryl, so moved.
Is there a second?
Kathy Archer, second.
It has been moved and seconded. All board members in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, please say nay. The motion is approved. So now we open discussion on 14.12. Okay, before we proceed with item 14.12, classified personnel actions, I'd like to remove Lisa Schlick from the document. Can I explain why? She is my sister, and as board member, I'm not allowed to vote or approve her for employment. Although she's worked for the district for 16 years, so. And I've only been a board member for 3. Doesn't matter, rules are rules. So, may I have a motion to approve 14.12, classified personnel actions as amended?
Kathy Archer, so moved.
Thank you, is there a second to the motion?
This is Cheryl, second.
Thank you, it's been moved and seconded. Is there further discussion? All board members in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, please say nay. The motion is approved. And Are we down to calendar already?
15, yeah.
Wow. Are there any changes or discussion on the calendar events?
No.
All right. The board will now adjourn to closed session again? No, we're done. Oh, thank you. Anyway, the meeting of the Board of Education is adjourned. The time is 6:14 p.m.